Our show, steelhead fishing, bow hunting, duck hunting, and the latest news from the DNR, all wrapped up with cutting-edge country and bluegrass music, right here with Adam Carpenter, and only on Fox 103.
All right, here we go. Time for an outdoor report. First one of the show today. Got a couple calls already from folks in blinds. Our almost daily reporter, Tom, near Republic. This is crazy. You ready for this? I got two of the most opposite end of the spectrum reports you can imagine in terms of weather. So I just talked to the Whackmaster. In fact, I was literally hanging up as Mr. Cheesy announcer guy was telling you it was time for an outdoor report. And I got a call from the Whackmaster north of Ishpeming. And he's in his 56th hour in the deer blind this year. First shot in 2 days. Heard one at first shots, I should say, in 2 days since it's really been kind of bad weather. 2:15 earlier this afternoon and just 3:17 roughly. That's the only shots he's heard in 2 days. He is seeing a lot of deer and a lot of small bucks. Passing a lot of small bucks, he's seen a glimpse of apparently a monster that he really is trying to get a scope on, but he hasn't been able to yet. But he's seeing bucks every day, and lots of these bucks are chasing does. And he said it is snowing to beat the band. It's deep. So just a little ways up the road near Helen Lake, which is in the Republic area. Yeah, Tom. You know Tom. He's been calling us almost every day. Listens in his deer blind. Said, yeah, there's 1 inch of snow on the ground and the sun is shining. No deer today, though. No deer moving at all where he is. I'm wondering if those deer are going to get chased down to where you are. No deer, no turkeys, no snow. He's set from dark this morning until 11 a.m., went in for lunch and came back out at 2 p.m. Hasn't seen a hair or a feather today. Said he's been getting a lot of turkeys coming through. So, there's two absolute ends of the spectrum. You got the Whackmaster, who is in the middle of absolute blizzard conditions, seeing lots of deer. And then you got Tom, who is in sunshine. He's not seeing anything. Both of which are hunting pretty hard. And for the best of my knowledge, I could tell they know what they're doing, too. So, I imagine, I don't think Tom's out there with a set of drums practicing or anything, if you know what I'm saying. So anyway, we're going to get to some tips that we didn't get to yesterday. That'll be coming up later on in today's show. Love to get more calls from anyone out there who's had some success or knows any success. I'm still waiting for the kids' stories. Still waiting to talk to some kids. And I really like getting reports from the women, too. I think they're inspiring to other women who might be interested in getting into deer hunting. Welcome to the Outdoor Show. We will be right back after a short break. Rhonda Vincent with Dolly Parton coming up. Kind of a prelude to the bluegrass cut of the day. One that we've played many times before. So consider this a little heavy on the bluegrass today. That's coming up next. Right here on Fox 103. It's the Outdoor Show.